From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The man accused in the shooting rampage in Arizona is being held without bail after a brief court appearance during which he was assigned two public defenders. Prosecutors are building a case against Jared Loughner that will portray him as competent enough to plan the shootings despite any psychological problems he might have. NPR's Martin Costi says Loughner, his head shaved, was brought into a courtroom to hear the charges against him.
The charges were read to him, including the charge of attempted assassination of a member of Congress. Loughner was not required at this point to enter a plea, and he did not enter one. He responded that he understood them, and he responded that he understood the process he was going through.
NPR's Martin Costi reporting. There's been no change in the condition of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who suffered a gunshot wound to the head. Dr. Stephen Mayer, who's director of neurocritical care at Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia University Medical Center in New York, is not treating Giffords, but he says that he believes if she can make it through the next 24 hours or so without any complications, that bodes well for her.
So she's still following commands by Wednesday, that means she's probably out of the woods and really kind of escaped the high-risk period and has a really fantastic chance to make a complete or near-complete recovery from the injury.
President Obama will travel to Tucson tomorrow. NPR's Scott Horsley says Mr. Obama will be attending a service for the victims of the shooting rampage.
He's already spoken by telephone with some of the families of the victims. Mr. Obama has praised the courage of citizens who came to the rescue, tackling the shooter and comforting the victims. Out of this tragedy, he says, he hopes Americans can come together stronger as a nation. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says North Korea poses a direct threat to the United States, especially given their expected military capability within the next 5 years.
Let me be precise. I think that North Korea will have developed an intercontinental ballistic missile within that time frame. Not that they will have huge numbers or anything like that, but they will have, I believe, they will have a very limited capability.
Gates, speaking at a news conference in Beijing today with China's president, Hu Jintao, Gates says it's time to rein in North Korea once and for all. Hu will be meeting to discuss the problems posed by North Korea with President Obama next week in Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Yemen today, an unannounced visit that's aimed at bolstering ties with a country that's becoming a key focus of U.S. anti-terrorism efforts. Clinton is expected to urge leaders in Yemen to do more to crack down on extremism and to ease conditions that have helped fuel domestic violence in that country. Clinton is the first Secretary of State to visit Yemen in 20 years. This is NPR News from Washington. At least 10 people are dead and dozens more are missing in northeastern Australia after new flash flooding swept through the waterlogged region. Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard.
We know that search and rescue efforts are underway. Difficult weather circumstances continue to prevail.
Stuart Cohen has more on the latest flooding.
The water picked up cars and even houses, carrying them along in the swift current. Local residents described it as an inland tsunami that swept through their town, sending people scrambling for rooftops or clinging to street signs and trees as waters rapidly rose around them. Many people were stuck on rooftops overnight as bad weather hampered the rescue efforts. The state premier, Anna Bligh, called the situation grim and desperate. She's told residents to prepare for the death toll to rise dramatically as the search and rescue work goes on. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for his conviction on charges of money laundering and conspiracy to commit money laundering. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports DeLay is now free on bond.
In 2002, corporations were lining up to give to DeLay's political action committees in Washington. But in Texas, it's illegal for corporate and union contributions to go directly to political candidates. DeLay found a way around that prohibition by laundering corporate contributions through the Republican National Committee in Washington, and then back down to his candidates in Texas. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Auburn has won college football's national championship in a game that came down to the wire last night. The Tigers downed the Oregon Ducks 22-19. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for